Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is, Peter Said, The Baptism and the Gifts of the Holy Spirit Cannot Be Bought. We're reading the book of Acts. And the book of Acts, as you know, is about how the church got started. And Peter and Paul were disciples of Jesus, saw him live, saw him die. And they went preaching the gospel. John, all of the disciples went and actually made churches, the first churches, can you imagine? Well, friends, I would love for you to read the Bible with me in 1 year. I post all the scriptures for the day, every day, and I also do a little podcast, this cast, that will expound on some of the scriptures that I read. We start in January, Genesis chapter 1, and we end with the book of Revelation on December 31st. If you would like to be part of the Bible Book Club, just send me a text or go to the Bible Book Club and request to be included in this group. Amen. In the book of Acts, chapter 8, when the apostles went back in Jerusalem, heard that the people of Samaria had accepted God's message, they sent Peter and John down to teach them about the Word of God and about Jesus and how to serve God, right? As soon as they arrived, they began praying for these new Christians to receive the Holy Spirit, for as yet he had not come upon any of them, for they only had been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Okay, so what kind of baptism did they already have? They had the water baptism, where when you receive Jesus, then the Bible says you should be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And if you have not, this is not for little babies. This is for people who understand that they have received Jesus. All right. So when you receive Jesus, when I got saved, I was baptized in water. Amen. But I didn't receive the gift of the Holy Ghost at the same time. Some people, when they receive the water baptism, they also receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And how do you know if you receive the gift of the Holy Ghost? You will receive a prayer language from the Holy Spirit. I know that there's many different teachings, but according to the book of Acts, the people were waiting for the special gift of the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit came to them in a group, I think there were about 160 people there, they all received the gift of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. And how do we know that? Because the Bible says that other people who were outside heard them speaking in tongues, and they were amazed. Okay, so Peter saw that the Holy Spirit was given when the apostles placed their hands upon people's heads. When this man saw that the people got filled with the Holy Ghost, he wanted to buy this gift. He said, let me have this power to, he exclaimed, so that when I lay my hands on people, they will receive the Holy Spirit. But Peter replied, your money perish with you for thinking that God's gift can be bought. You can have no part in this, for your heart is not right before God. Turn from this great wickedness and pray. Perhaps God will forgive you your evil thoughts, for I can see that there is jealousy and sin in your heart. Pray for me, Simon exclaimed, that these terrible things won't happen to me. After testifying and preaching in Samaria, so he wanted to buy this gift. Why? Because it's like telling a fortune. I mean, not the Holy Spirit is not a fortune teller or needs to be paid, because he is part of the Trinity. He is God in the Spirit. Jesus said in the book of John that when I go away, don't worry, I'm going to send somebody to help you. And this gift that I send is going to be with you and in you. And he's going to testify about me, and the Holy Spirit hears what's going on in heaven, and he tells it to us. Do you know about this Holy Spirit? Or have you received Jesus as your Savior? You can also receive the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues if you believe. I had a girl that I ministered to a long time ago, and she was only 18 years old, and she really wanted to know about God. And so I took her aside and explained to her, and she received Jesus as her Savior. And then coming to the church, other people had the gift of the Holy Ghost, and with the evidence of speaking in tongues, and she wanted it. She knew she needed that power. The Holy Spirit will give us power, and she wanted that power, and she wanted her prayer language. When you're speaking in tongues, you are speaking the language of the angel. And so after we prayed for her, at first she didn't receive the Holy Ghost. But you know what happened? I told her, don't worry. When you go home, you can be on your bed and you can ask God to fill you with his Holy Spirit, and he will. And do you know what happened? She got on her bed and she asked God, give me this gift, I need it. I need the power of the Holy Ghost. And he gave it to her, and she received the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Praise the Lord. You don't need anybody to lay hands on you so that you can receive the Holy Ghost. You can ask God for this gift, and he will give you the prerequisite that you need is to be saved. And what does salvation mean? That you ask Jesus into your heart. He came into your heart, and you know that Jesus, and you ask him to forgive you, and you understand that he died personally for you, and then you can receive the gift of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Amen. After testifying and preaching in Samaria, Peter and John returned to Jerusalem, stopping at several Samaritan villages along the way to preach the good news to them too. Friends, the Holy Spirit's job is to teach us and testify about Jesus. He has access to what's going on in heaven, and he will tell us what's going on. You won't need to read the newspaper, because God will tell you what's going on. The Holy Spirit will be in you, and he has gifts. If you want to know what gifts the Holy Spirit gives out, you can go to the Bible and look it up, and there's 9 gifts that the Holy Spirit can give us. And We don't get to choose that gift, but he will give it to us depending on what he wants us to have. Amen. Acts 2:38, Peter said, each one of you must turn from sin, return to God, and then be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. And then you also shall receive the free gift, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. If you want to know this Jesus that I'm talking about, will you pray this prayer with me today? Father God, I ask you to forgive me. Lord, I know that you are the Christ, the Messiah, the one who's coming back again for us. And Lord, I want to be part of your kingdom. I want to know you. I want to I want you to be in my life. And Lord, change me. Give me the power I need to serve you, to accomplish whatever goals you have for me in my life. Lord, I don't want to go my own way. I want to go your way. Yes, forgive me of all my sins. And Lord, the same way you forgive me, I will forgive others. Whatever they have done to me, I will forgive them, just as you have forgiven me. And thank you, Lord, for coming into my heart right now and give me the power. Give me the Holy Spirit. I want the Holy Spirit to lead me and guide me, testify about you, and tell me the truth, Lord. Then give me my prayer life with Lord, so I can glorify your name and pray in tongues, Father God. And I give you all the glory and thank you for Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Friends, if you prayed this prayer with me, trust God for the Holy Spirit. He will come into your life. He will lead you. He will guide you. And you can go and read in John chapter 14:15. It talks about the gifts of the Holy Ghost. And you can also look in, I think, 1 Corinthians or 2 Corinthians. You can put it in the search, and it will tell you about